This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver International Airport CEO Phil Washington may soon be on his way to Washington, D.C. The Seattle Times reports that the Biden administration will soon nominate Washington to run the Federal Aviation Administration. Washington has been in charge at DIA since last summer. Before that, he ran Metro in Los Angeles and RTD in Denver. Colorado State University's president is stepping down at the end of the month. CPR's Paolo Shalceda has more.
The Fort Collins University announced Joyce McConnell's departure Thursday morning during a Board of Governors meeting. McConnell will receive a $1.5 million buyout for the remainder of her contract under the mutual separation agreement. A search for her replacement will begin soon. McConnell was CSU's 15th president. She became the first woman to hold the office in 2019. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
A moose calf who was orphaned after its mother attacked two hikers near Nederland earlier this week has been captured. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the calf is likely less than a week old and its ability to survive is unknown. Wednesday's moose attack was the third one reported in the last 2 weeks. All of them involved mothers attempting to defend their calves. Primary election ballots are hitting mailboxes this week. If you're missing yours or lost it, there's still time to request a replacement. Arapahoe County Elections Director Peg Pearl says you still have 2 weeks to ask for a new ballot from your local county clerk's office.
As we get closer to the election in that final week, then it's too late to mail a replacement to you, but you can still come pick one up or go vote in person once those vote centers open on June 20th.
Primary voting ends a week later on June 28th. In Denver and Boulder, a hot and dry weekend ahead, highs in the 90s. This is CPR and KRCC. More news at CPR.org. It's 11:06.